Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper says terrorism is among the biggest challenges facing the world's cities. The comments were made in Vancouver, where policymakers, activists, and scientists are meeting for the United Nations-sponsored World Urban Forum. Over 8,000 people from over 150 countries are gathered in Vancouver for the five-day forum and trade show. The focus for the discussions and symposiums is to turn ideas into solutions for the world's growing population centers. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper opened the conference with reference to the recent arrests of 17 people suspected of plotting terrorist attacks in eastern Canada. He says terrorism is the most serious threat to cities and casts an ominous shadow over urban centers throughout the world. Mr. Harper says in open, diverse, and democratic societies like Canada, the ethnic communities that suspected terrorists call their own are the ones who will expose them.
We will find the apostles of terror, people who use the symbols of culture and faith to justify crimes of violence. They hate open, diverse, and democratic societies like ours because they want the exact opposite, a society that is closed, homogeneous, and dogmatic. But they and their vision will be rejected. It will be rejected by men and women of generosity and goodwill in all communities. It will be rejected most strongly by those men and women in the very community the terrorists claim to represent.
Security for this event is high, with all delegates searched and forced to go through metal detectors. Charles Kelly, the Canadian who is organizing the forum, says he hopes it would be more than just policy experts producing papers. He says more than 90,000 people a day migrate from rural areas into cities. Kelly says the UN conference offers a chance for everybody from politicians to slum dwellers to discuss what works in different cities and what does not. The problems of cities in Africa, he says, are vastly different from those of cities in Latin America or Europe. One group that is getting attention at this event is Slum Dwellers International. The group's president, Oyakin Arapoutham, says one major problem for the world's homeless and poor is that much of the money collected in their name does not actually reach them.
I've come here to explain myself how community things could be worked, how people are ready. People are no more sitting and expecting somebody to deliver. We want to be practically partnership in the development. I come here to express that to the whole world. They should know that people are no more lying down and listening to what you are doing, what you are talking, and how you are collecting money in the name of poor, and it doesn't go to the poor.
What do you hope to get out of here?
Pardon me?
What do you hope to take home from here?
I'm taking home, trying to see how many people I have sent the message to talk about. They need to show the concern. You don't want the money. At least show your concern for your poor in your country.
Arapoutham is critical of those who are attending only to further their academic knowledge of urban issues.
Today, half of the people come in here to the conference to think about how they can prepare for themselves for the next conference in China. What kind of paper they should write, what kind of a document they should do, what kind of a homework they have to do, how much information they have to collect, not for the improving the poor, but improving themselves, their quality, their education qualification, and their curriculum.
He says he hopes those attending the UN meeting will help turn the growing, often chaotic urban centers into prosperous communities. The third UN forum ends Friday. It is expected to produce a report that, after further discussions, will be submitted to the UN General Assembly. Craig McCulloch for VOA News, Vancouver.